Well, hello, friends. Today I am joined by the amazing and talented Demetra George to talk a little bit about something called zodiacal releasing. Hey, Demetra, thanks for joining me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good to see you. So let's just dig right into it. Can you tell folks what is zodiacal releasing?
Zodiacal, of course, means going through the signs of the zodiac. And releasing has to do with a starting point that generates a sequence of signs that will then give the trajectory of a particular theme over the course of one's life. And zodiacal releasing, the like horses at the gate that are released, are the lot of fortune and the lot of spirit. Or some astrologers may know it as the part of fortune and the part of spirit. And as those are beginning points, then the sequence of signs and planets ruling those signs then lay out the various chapters and segments of a person's life relative to the themes that fortune and spirit represent. Fortune, in particular, is the lot of the moon, and it represents our physical body, our constitution, our health, and the kinds of injuries or accidents or diseases or physical crises, or in general are the pleasure or pain that our body experiences. So it has to do with our material well-being. And so by releasing from fortune, we can see the ups and downs and the different chapters of our life that deal with those issues and also the critical time. Spirit is a special lot of the sun. And Valen said, "Its spirit is what rouses the soul toward action." Like, what is it that gets you fired up that you want to take action on? And it's often used for the chapters of a person's professional life, their occupation, but it's greater than that. It's like what motivates you. And then you can see the different times in your lives where you feel highly motivated to do the thing that inspires you, and other times when, it's just like rather veg out.
All right, great. Thanks for that, Demetra. So it's a timing technique, basically, to identify periods in your life. And when was zodiacal releasing first used?
Well, we first see it described in the work of Vettius Valens, and he lived in the 2nd century CE, somewhere around 150, give or take. And he had, in book 4, he laid out the procedure for using that as a timing technique, and then gave several illustrative examples of case studies that he had.
Okay, great. So it sounds like we have an example of how it was used, right? So how was it being used then?
As I said, he took a particular chart of an individual, and then he showed the kinds of illnesses that a person experienced during the course of their life, and the timing for when they would occur, and the causes of what brought them about. So then he said, okay, now we're good. And he generated that from the lot of spirit, from the lot of fortune. And he says, okay, now we're going to look at the lot of spirit, and we're going to look at issues having to do with employment and rank. And he repeated the process, but from a different starting point, and then using different signs and planets and the aspects to those planets and so on to go through periods when that person had success in their public life and had a certain amount of glory and acknowledgement, and other times when they suffered from a loss of reputation and difficulties in carrying through with their actions. That was the way in which she described the technique and then illustrated it with a case study.
So was there a gap in between then and now where zodiacal releasing wasn't being used by astrologers?
Well, we know that somewhere in the 6th century, we think it may have been writing by the astrologer Rhetorius, who gave a hierarchy of different timing techniques, what you should look at first, what you should look at second, and so on. And in his list, he said, and then you want to look at zodiacal releasing according to the methods of Valens. So we know that 4 or 5 four centuries later, Hellenistic astrologers were still aware of zodiacal releasing as a timing technique. However, when astrology began to fold in after the fall of the Roman Empire and the loss of the Greek language, not all of Valens' works were translated into Persian and then Arabic, and then from the Arabic back into Latin, and then into vernacular languages. So certain parts of the many different Time Lord systems that Valens had set out sort of became lost in the sands of time. And so it wasn't until all of those works began to be recovered that modern astrologers started to unpack those techniques and try them out again.
Can you define this term Time Lords for folks?
A Time Lord is that various planets in our chart, according to various different timing techniques, become rulers for certain periods in life. And some could be for a year, some could be for 3 or 4 years. In some cases, it could be for 8 or 9 years. And when that planet is a Time Lord, relative to the kind of inquiry that you are generating your technique about, then whatever it represents in the natal chart, it will have the opportunity to bring that about. And so if we look at zodiacal releasing from the lot of fortune, and because fortune has to do with our health and our wealth, then when a planet becomes a Time Lord, in that technique, whatever it signifies that touches upon the matters of health and wealth will be the ones that are likely to eventuate in the person's life. And some planets are Time Lords for months, and sometimes they'll, especially for zodiacal releasing, you have years and then you have like 10 years and then you have nested underneath that. Not the whole 10 years will be the same, but the planet hands over to other planets that will then, the second level, will rule for a year or two. And then within that, there's a third level that will rule for a couple of months, and then a fourth level that may rule for a few weeks. And so within that, you can get a nested sequence of like who's calling the shots in your life on any particular period that you want to examine.
Thanks for that, Demetra. And so can you tell folks how zodiacal releasing was rediscovered and how people are working with it today?
It seems that in the early modern period in Europe, there were several astrologers that had access to the manuscripts of the Hellenistic astrologers. But they, those manuscripts weren't many, and each individual one was incomplete. It didn't have all of the pieces. But we know that some astrologers who are avid research people had dug them out and had alluded to some of these doctrines and methods. For the most part, except for Firmicus Maternus and who had been translated into Latin in an earlier time period. But it wasn't basically until the first part of the 1900s that a group of scholars got together and they gathered the various manuscripts of these authors that were buried in libraries and private collections and created critical editions where they compared the different manuscripts and then created one based on many. And then from that, those people who were knowledgeable for the Hellenistic and ancient Greek were able to translate them into English. And in the United States, that started really in the 1950s when James Holden was the first person to start doing some of that work. But more generally, when Project Hindsight and Robert Schmidt started in the mid-90s, and then English-speaking astrologers, both in America and also in Europe, had access for the first time to timing techniques that had not really been utilized or widely known for almost 2,000 years. So this is part of what we're doing is in the reconstruction of those techniques and saying, oh, like, this is amazing. Look at what they were doing. Like, this is wild. Like, does this stuff really work? Oh, my God. Like, it does. And that kind of excitement of discovering buried treasures.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for taking us on that journey, Demetra. And I know that zodiacal releasing is just one of several Time Lord techniques. And this is a great segue to, can you tell folks a little bit about some of the other, just name some of the other techniques? And you're going to be teaching a lot of these techniques in great detail in an in-person retreat here in 2024 in Colorado. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This will take place in mid-June. And we're going to look at least five different ancient timing techniques. We'll start with planetary periods and the ascensional times of the signs, which were the underpinnings for many of the other techniques. Then we'll look at something called circumambulations through the bounds, which some medieval astrologers may know as distributions through the terms. And I have a whole list of Greek names and Latin names for the same timing technique, so people will be able to sort that out. And then we'll look at zodiacal releasing from fortune and spirit. We'll look at annual perfections and the Hellenistic solar return chart, how they were used together. And we'll take a peek at Ptolemy's Seven Ages of Man. And then, you know, as people who have attended those retreats know, mornings are lectures with a illustrative example, and afternoons is small group work where in a small group you work through another chart and then you present your findings, and we're able to correct people's processes to make sure that they have it right and open Q&A.
Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, having been at those retreats for many years, I'll just toot your horn for you here and just say this is a really unique experience that you offer. And students who attend these retreats really get to work with the material in a way that helps them both understand it and also retain it so that they can actually do something with it. It makes such a big difference to be able to work with the material every afternoon and not just be listening for, you know, 5 days straight.
Exactly, to actualize. And if you've misunderstood it or if you have something wrong, automatically to have that corrected so that you're not carrying through incorrect processes.
And in this particular workshop, the material is dense, so you definitely want to make sure you figure it out before you go to the next day. Great. Well, thanks, Demetra, for being here with us today. If you are interested in this retreat, I will just say this is not for beginners, for sure. You want to have a really strong grasp of interpreting the natal chart, especially from a Hellenistic perspective for this workshop. Reach out if you have any questions about that and if this is a good fit for you or not at help@astrologyuniversity.com. We'd be happy to help you out. But if you are at all interested, I would highly consider this just because, again, it is a rare experience to get to both study with Demetra, but also have that opportunity to get that real time support from both her and her teaching assistant as you're trying to understand the material. It's just an invaluable resource. So thanks for making this your life's work, Demetra, and being there to deliver it to all of us.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope to see you there. And the reason I'm doing this in person is because I have a belief that some ineffable quality of learning happens when there's a direct connection between the teacher and the student. Zoom is fine and online is fine, but the in-person thing has its own quality that even if you don't understand it at the moment, seed has been planted that you will come to understand it in time. And that's why I urge everyone that if you at all have the possibility of being there in person, to take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, thanks so much, Demetra. Well, we look forward to seeing some of you there. And until next time, take good care.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.